A delegation from Amnesty International has just concluded a week-long visit to Sudan's Darfur region to investigate the ongoing human rights crisis there. VOA's Michael Drudge has more from Amnesty's headquarters in London. Text. The Secretary General of Amnesty International, Irene Khan, told a London news conference Tuesday her trip to war-scarred Darfur revealed a badly wounded land with a bleak future.
What we found there was a picture of denial by the government, of distress of the people, and on our side of disappointment that progress is being made so slowly, too little, too late.
Ms. Khan said security is the main priority for more than 1 million blacks who have fled their villages to escape attacks by Arab militiamen called Janjaweed, who have the backing of Sudan's military.
People don't feel safe. Everywhere we went, we heard one concern, insecurity. Men are afraid that they will be killed by the Janjaweed if they step outside the camps, and women are afraid that they will be raped and attacked if they go out. And clearly there was plenty of evidence to substantiate the women's fears.
Ms. Khan said there are several challenges facing the world community in dealing with the Darfur crisis. High among them is to stop ethnic cleansing there.
We have seen a pattern of ethnic cleansing. And if that ethnic cleansing is not to be solidified into a change of the demographic pattern in Darfur, then return should be a goal towards which the international community should work. But return that must be safe and voluntary, and that means creating conditions of security.
Amnesty International also recommends that a United Nations Commission of Inquiry investigate killings, rapes, and other crimes to determine if acts of genocide have been committed, identify the perpetrators, and indicate how they can be held to account. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.